Welcome back to the Maniacal Rage Podcast, episode 28.
Nice to be back.
Yeah.
It's good. How long? We were off for a while there.
We have not done an audio podcast in quite a long time.
Yeah.
It's been like 4 years, I think.
Approximately that. I was,
I think the last time we did one was right before you went on that archaeological dig.
Right. And then I found that portal to another dimension. Yeah.
And you've been gone for a while.
Yeah, although, and we recorded one in the other dimension.
Right. For you, time has been moving at a much slower pace.
Right.
To you, it's like it was just yesterday.
Right.
And to us, it's been four or five years. And I've aged quite a bit. I mean, obviously, you've noticed the gray in my hair.
The gray, yeah.
I have a bit of like a back problem now.
Right. You use a cane.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But you haven't aged at all.
I'm just spring chicken over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, so that's a little unfair, actually, yep. To be honest. I do feel more mature
if
than
you
want.
Do you want to come into the portal with me?
You know,
it's pretty cool. There's like a jacuzzi in there.
I don't like portals.
I mean, it is a little scary because it's like simultaneously drowning and then falling from a cliff
yeah.
for like about 5 minutes. But then you wake up and it's a pretty cool place. There's like this one, there's like half man, half deer kind of guy there.
Yeah, what do they call those
kind
things?
Kind of a jerk. I don't know.
Madeers?
Yeah, mandeers.
Mandeers,
I call it mandeers.
Yeah. I've just had very bad portal experiences for most of
mine. Which portals have you done?
Well, I mean, do you remember the portal in 1984 when that whole thing was going down?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I went through that one, and that just put you into a room with spikes.
Oh.
So I don't know what like
See,
that
I,
thing
you know,
was.
I'm thinking about writing a guide of sorts to portals, because I think a lot of people have a bad portal experiences where they like see like a little glowing orb in the woods, and like, oh, let's jump into this, you know,
yeah.
And then it goes and suddenly they're, you know, it just brings them to Costco or
right.
a room full of spikes.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta, what we need, yeah, I think you would like a Forbidden Planet of portals series,
right.
Because I definitely agree with you. A lot of times people don't look before they leap into portals, and
yeah.
there are little tricks you can learn, you know.
Right, like what I do, I stick my head in first.
See, that's what I'm saying.
You usually jump feet first.
I do. Yeah. Well, because I, you know, I'm the kind of person, I get really into something, you know,
right.
It's like I don't really think, I just sort of like, I'm going to do this. If I'm going into a portal, you know, like I'm going in.
Right.
I just jump in. I'll carry like a rock with me too
in case you have to throw it at a man deer.
I have to throw it at a man deer,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
But I don't really think before I jump in.
No, this one's cool. You should check it out.
All right. Well, maybe I will. Does it unage? Do you have an unage portal? Because now I'm older than you and I feel it's a little awkward, you know,
yeah.
like me being older than you.
No, it doesn't unage you, but there's a church's chicken there.
I don't know if you noticed when you came over and you opened your laptop, but when you were trying to connect to my wireless network, there are a lot of wireless networks in my neighborhood.
Right.
And my favorite of them, I mean, it's been kind of, there's always this thing where wireless networks are either not named, where it's like a total random string.
It's like Linksys or it's like, you know, yeah. Like
Apple 30677.
Yeah.
Or they seem to all be named with like really odd names, Hot Dog Stand, things like that. But the one, my favorite in the neighborhood is I Heart Penis. That's what it's named. And I've tried connecting to it before just
right.
to see what happens. And it doesn't.
And just a bunch of penises appear in your web browser?
Yeah. I mean, I don't get internet connection. I just get photos of penises.
Yeah.
But my biggest concern is I just want to meet the person who set it up.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, because I want to know if it's legitimate. I want to know if it was a joke. Just like, haha, I heart penis. Or
right.
if this person was like...
Well, I think that would be really fun if it was a genuine... It was a not ironic I heart penis.
Right, exactly.
It was like some lady was like, well, what do I like? I like cats.
Mm-hmm.
And I do like penises.
Yeah.
I'm sure anyone genuinely likes penises. So
right.
she was like, all right, well... I heart penis then.
Right. And the other thing obviously is it a woman or is it a man? Because obviously that's
right.
also interesting to see, you know. Like
right. Well, if it's
it.
Genuine, it's probably, well, I guess statistically, probability wise, I guess it would probably be a woman. But
I guess in this
I think mostly, I think a guy probably did it.
Oh, so you think a guy did it to be funny?
To be
that's
funny.
Sort of like 90s
which is,
humor.
Which is, yeah, it is sort of funny. It was probably some 12-year-old's wireless network. But I
like
the idea of it being
true.
Like a 40-year-old woman, a serious career woman,
mm-hmm.
and she just unironically loves penis.
Yeah, so she was like, this is what I'll name my wireless network?
Yeah.
Does that make
I named, you know, mine I Love Taco.
Yeah, because I was going to say, well, I mean, because mine just is called Love Balls.
Right.
But I meant that like red rubber balls, you know, like the thing you play Foursquare with.
Right. Or like any ball. I mean, there's lots of balls that are good.
Yeah, like testicles.
So my big news as far as what happened over the hiatus was that I went to my high school reunion.
Oh, right.
10-year high school reunion.
10-year high school reunion.
Which was, you know, everyone, you tell anyone that and they're like, oh, you know, it's sort of, it's, everyone just realizes that that's like a big deal. And because it means you're old. Right. And it means you had to go back to high school, which is very traumatic, especially
for me. Did
you
actually have it in your high school?
No.
That would be weird.
But going back to high school in the sense of like you're basically like seeing all those people and brings back lots of memories.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the night, did a bell ring?
Yeah.
Send everybody home?
Yeah, in my head, but only because there was open bar. So.
Oh, right.
Which honestly was the saving grace. Like if there wasn't an open bar and I wasn't just constantly getting free drinks, I don't think I would have had as much fun. But so I have a few random little notes, I guess, about what happened.
Okay.
One of my favorite ones was I was talking to this girl, and she came in late, kind of like transferred, and she was telling me that the first day she was there, I used to carry all of my books at once, so I'd literally have like 10 books
in your hands,
in my hands,
not in a backpack,
all piled up on top of each other, just holding all of them because I was a nerd.
Right, and you wanted to be
I just
a librarian,
did things apparently. That like called attention to me in nerdy ways. So it's not too surprising that on this particular day, I was walking down the stairs and some kid just came by and swiped the books out of my hands.
Nice,
because in the movie version of my life, that's what would happen.
Of course.
So all the books fall down the stairs, and I thought she was going to end the story by saying, "And then I helped you pick them up, and that's how we became friends." Because I wouldn't quite remember this, and she was like, "I was going to pick them up, but I didn't because I didn't want people to think I was a loser."
Wow.
Yeah.
How old is this person? She's your age.
My age, yeah.
And I mean, how did you react to that? What did you say?
I was like, wow, thanks.
Yeah, thanks a lot for bringing back memories and then punctuating it with that little tidbit.
Yeah, I know. I was like, well, I forgot that completely, and wish I had.
Yeah. Did you punch her in the face after?
No. Well, that was sort of her personality. It was kind of and I think that, but it would make some sense. I mean, you know, the first day of school, do you really want it? But we could have been like really close friends.
Right.
Instead, she didn't end up being associated with the loser kid who had all his books.
Yeah, and you got to think ahead on those sorts of things. I mean, it was entirely within the realm of possibility that you would have found gold the next day.
Right.
And if she had helped you, you would have given her some of that gold.
Right. Thank you for, you know, cleaning all my books up for me.
Exactly. Here's some gold.
Yeah.
Just here's a nugget.
Right.
But she said no, and she didn't do it. And so if you had found the gold, I mean, obviously you didn't, and that didn't work out. But if you had, and she hadn't helped you, then you would have, like, put it in her face. Like, here's the nuggets you're not getting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a weird, which also was strange, because I had completely forgotten about that. Which means I've probably blocked out lots of like traumatic high school moments where like someone like beat me up or knocked all my books down the stairs, or, you know, like I literally have filtered it down to just like the three good memories over those 4 years.
Three whole memories, huh? Yeah. Is one of them just getting out?
Right. One of them was graduating.
Graduation,
and
finally.
Leaving school. The other one was eating pizza on Pizza Friday.
You only have one memory of that?
Yeah.
Wait, you said of getting beaten up. Did you ever actually get beaten up in high school?
No, I never got beaten up. Because I was too, you know, I wasn't an offensive nerd that would like instigate people. Because I was really just minding my own business. I never did anything that would warrant that. And I'm not really a fight type guy.
Yeah. I think there were a couple of instances for me in high school before I moved to New Jersey where I got in near fights. But they were like total misunderstandings, you know, where it's like I was talking to someone who, as they walk, you know, somebody else walks by and like hears something I'm saying,
right.
And they're like, "You're a jerk! I'll punch you in the face." But I mean, I'm not, I'm not a fighter either. So I would immediately be like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa! I gotta run away!" You know, and I would just like back off, saying weird compliments to the person so that they wouldn't hit me.
See,
like,
that's, I never did that.
"You look great today, by the way. Good to see you again." The other day, I went to the Museum of Sex. In New York City, in Manhattan. And it was actually fairly boring and overpriced. And I went with my family, which is kind of weird, you know, to walk through the pornography section with my mother and sister talking about porno. That was a little weird.
That's extremely weird.
It's a little strange. Yeah. But the funny thing is...
Just one quick question about the sex museum. Mm-hmm. Do they have a food cafe?
No.
Okay, good.
They did sell little packets of goofy gum in the gift shop, you know, like penis head gum,
right.
or vagina gum.
Right.
But no, it was mostly just, you know, graphic imagery and the history of the pornography and such.
Good times.
Good times. But when I was there, I just kept thinking that the one thing that I really wanted to see that I never saw, and I'm not sure if it's still in New York, is the shit machine.
Now, yeah, what is the shit machine?
These people built this machine that...
Sounds like one of your machines.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is why I'm so interested in it, because this is someone who successfully built one of the machine along the lines of my type of prototypes.
Right.
But basically, the idea was to create a machine that did the whole process of consuming food parts, processing it like in intestines, and then excreting it or whatever. Yeah,
shit.
Yeah. So it was a shit machine, and so basically it was like in a window, and it was this huge machine, and once an hour they would feed it. Right. Like random foods, and it's all transparent.
Right.
So you just watch this food go down in like a fake stomach, and it gets all mashed up, and then it goes through these miles of intestines, and then by the end, this machine just takes a huge dump in a basket or something, and everybody looks at it and goes, you know, like,
it just took a dump. What I want to do is I want to videotape that,
mm-hmm.
and then set up a TV somewhere in Africa, and just show them. What
we're spending our money
on.
Put
all this delicious food into this hole. And
we're just wasting it.
And just create shit.
Yeah. Well, what's really bizarre about it is when you think of things that are art, or when you think of things like, you know, doing interesting things visually, you usually tend to think of things that not every human being who's ever been born and will ever be born can do.
Right.
You know, like, it would be like watching football where everybody sucks at football. They all just, like, pick it up. They kind of jog a little. They throw it. It's like, we can all do that. So a shit machine does what everybody can do.
Right.
There are very few people on Earth who can't shit. You know what I mean?
Right. But I guess it sort of demystifies it a little bit, because we have this idea of it being smelly and taboo.
Well, the thing about this, what's interesting, I think, to a lot of people was that the shit machine... when it created the shit, it wasn't realistic, because it didn't have like, it doesn't have like the parts of your body that have like, you know, different various elements and all that stuff's not in the shit machine.
Right.
So this thing doesn't come out, you know, like human shit. It comes out like baby shit or something,
right,
you know.
Right.
And so they offer it to you to eat it. So you can, no, that's not true. That would be an awesome
can you
end to
buy,
that.
It'd be great if you could actually convince everyone that you could buy,
Well, that'd be a great Christmas present. Can you imagine that? You go home to your family, the big, like, long-looking box kind of looks like it could be something interesting. Your dad opens it up. It's just a big log of shit machine shit.
Which, yeah, you know, I've always felt that was the most insulting thing you could do would be to give someone a feces.
Yeah, just take a dump in a box and
like,
hand it to
just
him.
When my old boss, actually, and I loved this story. She told it to me, actually, but she once got a package in the mail and opened it up, and it was just a turd.
Nice.
A fresh human turd.
Nice.
And and to me, that's just like, you cannot insult someone more.
Did you say a fresh human turd? That's so specific.
I just wanted to be clear. There's nothing more insulting than that. Can you imagine like being at Christmas morning and say you hate your uncle and you give him a gift and he opens it and this the moment he sees that it's just a shit.
A shit. He just sees it's just a big shit in there.
You know, it's just like, because you go from like, ooh, what did so-and-so get me? And then that moment of, wow, he crapped in a box.
He just dumped in a box, yeah.
And then you see him, you're like, there you go, Merry Christmas, you fucker, you know? The other strange thing that happened to me at the reunion, well, I mean, you know, the whole thing was sort of really strange, but this one girl... sees me and she's like, Sean Morrison, and I literally have no idea who she is.
Oh, love
and
that.
She's like, oh my god, do you remember me? And I was like, no.
Oh, nice. Honest. Oh,
I was honest. I was like, what's your name?
Jesus.
And she said it and it didn't ring a bell. I mean, the name did, but she was like, we grew up together. Oh. Don't you remember me? And to her credit, she was drunk off her ass. Like,
okay.
She showed up drunk.
Oh, nice.
Which is definitely a good idea.
Yeah.
But I didn't know who she was. And she started screaming to people that I was me. She's like, hey, you, this is Sean Morrison. But like not mocking me at all. Like actually definitely excited to
see
me.
Did she have any other did she have anything else to say about you that had any bearing on, like,
anything? I got out of there too quickly because I didn't know who she was. I was like, oh, thank you. Yay. Yes. Good to see you too.
How bizarre.
I know. I didn't remember a single moment with her. I just remember her face from the yearbook. And she was like overly tan.
Oh, it's winter.
I know. It was one of those overly tan things.
Yeah, that's not good. I probably would have just asked her for one bearing of like, oh, yeah, we were in, and see what she would say. Or like, oh, I remember the time we.
Do you, remember that?
Yeah. And so see what she says. Because you never know. I mean, what if she had been like, oh, yeah, I remember when we, you know, murdered that guy on the boat.
Right.
And threw him overboard.
Right.
And then we came back and pretended that it didn't happen. Do you remember that, Sean?
Oh,
Morrison?
Christina.
Exactly.
So I was walking down to the park the other day. What do you have there? What's that?
It's a slide whistle. I felt that maybe we needed a little more like ragtime, you know, additions to our podcast. This way, you know, your story is punctuated by what I do. So just keep telling your story. Just tell your story.
All right. So I was walking to the park, and I saw this dog. Yeah, it's a dog, and it was chained to this pole. So this dog is just barking. So this really. So all right, you want me to just talk? All right.
Sorry, go on.
All right. You sure? Oh, Jesus Christ. So the dog's barking at this other dog, and then, the dog's barking at this other dog, and, you know, it was getting really angry. So I
Well, that's the end of episode 28.
There it is.
Throw it in the garbage.
Just like the shit machine.
Yep.
Just crank another one out.
Yep. Just like that. Every 45 minutes, we just eat some bananas, and then it comes out.
But it's not as smelly as poo.
That's true. Not quite.
And much more hilarious.
Absolutely. And this is the first episode of 2008.
Wow.
I didn't even think of that until just now. This is it. I mean,
it's like a whole new... You know what's weird is that we're 2 years away now from the Back to the Future future.
Well, that was 2010?
Yeah.
I thought that was 2020.
I think it was 2010.
Oh, my God.
And we don't have flying cars, no
hoverboards,
no automatic zipper shoes.
Yeah.
You know, I think these movies sort of set us up for big failure.
You know, auto-drying jacket also is what I really wanted.
Yeah, why? What happened? I mean,
that
I feel
one's
like,
a little illogical just though, because...
I guess I'd rather have an iPhone than any of those things except the flying car.
Yeah, well, you know, the problem with the flying car, obviously, is everybody talks about, you know, we don't have our hover cars, but can you imagine if cars flew, how many accidents there would be?
It would be...
It's hard enough for people to drive as is on I'm still amazed trains still crash,
right.
And they're on rails.
Right.
Like, I can't even imagine what it would be like if every dumb person I see on the street could fly a car.
Right.
You know, so you watch movies like Fifth Element, remember it had those New York scenes?
They're
just zooming by.
There's no way.
You'd
drive by a lake, and there would just be 50 cars in it.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone
corpses
would just be,
all over the place.
Yeah.
It's hard. People don't get left, right, brake, gas.
Right.
Can you imagine left, right, brake, gas, rudder.
Yeah.
Tilt, lift.
Right.
What's the other one? Yaw.
Yaw.
I mean, people don't even know what yaw means.
It would just, there would just be wreckage everywhere. And maybe it would be a good thing. We could eliminate all the idiots of the world.
That's true. Well, you know, the problem is, though, if you got a floating car, you'd be a good floating car driver because you'd, like, learn how to do
and
it.
Some idiot would
crash into you with his floating bus. You know, murder
it, it
your
always
family.
Works that way, too. It's always like the guy who is driving drunk.
Speaking of a floating bus, this episode is still sponsored by SegPub.
The awesome, awesome folks at Segment Publishing.
Hosting us into 2008, sponsoring us and all that goodness.
Yeah, it's like it's the future of web hosting.
It is. Future today. Segpub.net.
In the present.
Just
to be clear.
And yesterday as well.
You can buy it currently.
You can have it now.
Yeah.
So check it out. And so thanks for listening and welcome to 2008. I feel like we should make a prediction real quick. So what's your 2008 prediction?
Well, I've already been in the portal So I know about the whole
thing. See, this is why I don't want to go in the portal, because it ruins all these games.
It does ruin it.
I had a really good prediction about...
Now, well, you predict it, and I'll react like it, you know.
Okay, okay. I predict that I will become a billionaire. See, you ruined it for
me. Well, what? But what?
Like, no, I know it's not going to happen now. You laugh.
It might happen.
Yeah, you snickered.
$1 billion or billion?
Like, dollars.
Toothbrushes.
No, what? That doesn't make it. Who calls themselves a billionaire if they have a billion toothbrushes? That's the dumbest thing
I've
ever heard.
Well, all right.
Maybe
well,
that kind of stuff goes down in your portal, but not here.
Yeah, the man deer has a lot of toothbrushes.
Whatever. Stupid portals. Thanks for listening. Episode 28, Knack Rage Podcast. See you later.
Later. The dog, and it was chained to this pole, and it was just
sorry. I'm surprised I lasted even a second and a half doing that. Ha ha ha.